Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4. And once again, this is your personal invitation to join me for the latest edition of Wildside, your new podcast from ZSL London Zoo. We'll be taking you closer than ever before to the day-to-day running of the zoo in this exclusive Access All Areas tour. This month, we're going behind the scenes at Butterfly Paradise, completing our A to Z of the wild in Animal Alphabet, before taking an exclusive look at the exciting new exhibition, Outback. And just to make sure you get the chance to experience ZSL London Zoo in all its glory, there's even the chance for you to win a family day pass for the zoo. So, get ready. Here comes Wildside.
Take one giant inflatable caterpillar, an amazing range of flora and fauna, and some of the most beautiful butterflies and moths from around the world. And you get Butterfly Paradise, a brilliant walkthrough exhibit for all the family. But what does Butterfly Paradise offer its visitors? What great things should you look out for? And just how do you tell one butterfly from another? We spoke to keeper Mark Tansley to find out more.
Basically, the butterfly house incorporates about 250 butterflies, usually between 25 and 30 species from South America, Africa, India, Southeast Asia, all living together under one roof in a hot and humid tropical house with lots of flowering plants. We buy our pupa from sustainable sources, so we buy them from local butterfly breeders in places like Philippines, where families set up local businesses and sell their pupa to European butterfly houses, of which we are one. It's quite hot and probably over 85% humidity, so it replicates South American rainforests, basically. So yeah, the people who come through the door are greeted by free-flying live butterflies flying around in a very hot and humid environment. Generally, males and females, sometimes the females are a bit larger in some species, but sometimes there is a general difference between males and females. So sometimes it actually looks like there's two separate butterflies, but in fact male and female. Well, I like all the butterflies, but I mean, generally the one I'm looking at is probably my favourite. To be actually in the enclosure, you know, in with the animal, if you like, and they're flying around it, is brilliant for them, you know.
Launched in May 2006, Butterfly Paradise is your opportunity to lose yourself in London. Whether it's the butterflies, moths or the plants, it's an amazing showcase and your chance to learn more about life cycles, biodiversity and climate change. Don't miss it.
Transport yourself to Africa. Bring your family to meet Majuku, the new member of our family at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo. It's your chance to see these magnificent animals in a natural, green, lush environment.
Everybody come to Gorilla Kingdom!
For details and to book, see zsl.org.
Welcome back to Wildside. Now, you may be a homesick Australian or just want to sample what wildlife is like down under. Whatever the reason, you're going to love Outback, the new exhibit at ZSL London Zoo. From wallabies and emus in their natural habitat to an array of endemic plants, Outback has been made to look and feel truly Australian. Keeper Tracy Lee takes us into the bush.
Outback is ZSL London Zoo's newest exhibit, and where we used to keep all our bears is this massive, vast piece of enclosure where we have a mixed exhibit. So we've got wallabies, emus, ducks, and a variety of animals that you'd see out in Australia. And we take a lot of work making sure we have the right kind of plants. Our horticulture department spend a lot of time making sure it looks authentic. And so there's lots of vegetation you would see in Australia. And of course there's a lot of sand, as there is in Australia as well. So it's kind of got the kind of vast outback kind of look to it. We've kept the original mountains of Bear Mountain because they're actually registered. And that gives a kind of almost Ayers Rock kind of look to it. We have just over 25 red-necked wallabies. They've come from our sister zoo, Whipsnade, and they live with four male emus, yet to be named, and they sort of live together They sort of took a little while to get used to each other, sort of running around a lot, not quite sure, but now they've settled down really well. And we've got a few ducks in there at the moment, but we're hoping to increase the kind of bird population as the exhibit kind of settles into the zoo. I think Outback gives a great example of where the zoo's going in terms of exhibits. There's no bars, there's no mesh, it's a completely barless kind of enclosure, and that's what we're working towards. It's also a mixed exhibit, which is another thing that we're trying to strive to, trying to get animals that are meant to live together, living together, to provide a natural environment as possible, really. Because it's quite a large space, sometimes it looks like there's nothing out there, but if you spend a little time there, you'll actually see the wallabies jumping around. Also try and get a good look at the emus. If you actually look, they've got red eyes and red mouths, which is quite interesting. They also pant instead of sweating, so that's quite an interesting thing. They also sometimes, you'll see them taking a bit of a swim in the pond that we've got there. Their main diet is hay with a bit of veg, so a little bit of carrot and a little bit of cabbage, and also some special pellet that they have. They also like browse. We're very lucky that we've got quite a lot of trees and stuff that get cut down, and they love to eat on the browse, which is a great natural vegetation for them, something that they would probably be more used to in the wild.
If there's one thing better than a great day out at ZSL London Zoo, it's a great year at ZSL London Zoo. A ZSL annual membership starts from only £34 and entitles you to a full year-round experience. So, for all the animals, all year round, get a ZSL annual membership. For details, see zsl.org/shop.
Animal alphabet, the A to Z of the wild. Is for reindeer. In summer, a reindeer's hooves are spongy to provide extra traction, but in the winter, they shrink and tighten to keep the animal from slipping.
S.
Is for spider. Spiders are found all over the world, from the tropics to the Arctic, where they live underwater in silken domes supplied with air.
T.
Is for tapir. All four species of tapir are classified as endangered or vulnerable. Their closest relatives include horses and rhinoceroses.
Yay!
Is for Utilla iguana. Discovered in 1901, the Utilla iguana is named after the then director of Washington Zoo.
P!
Is for vulture. Vultures are classified into two groups, Old World and New World. The similarities between the two different groups are due to convergent evolution.
W!
Is for wallaby. A wallaby is any of about 30 species of macropod, a species that includes kangaroos and wallaroos. ZSL London Zoo's wallabies can be seen at the new Outback exhibition.
X.
Is for X-ray tetra. X-ray tetras are extremely adaptable fish and can be found in the coastal rivers of Brazil, Guyana and Venezuela in both acidic and alkaline water.
Y.
Is for yak. Both male and female yaks have horns, but the female of the species are about one-third smaller in size. See for yourself at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo.
Z.
Is for zebra. A zebra's stripes are typically vertical on the head, neck, forequarters and main body, with horizontal stripes at the rear and on the legs of the animal.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. An experience that'll be remembered forever. Become a keeper for a day at ZSL London Zoo, and you'll get closer than ever before to some of our most popular animals. It's your chance to get a unique insight into the day-to-day life of our keepers and our animals. Keeper for a day at ZSL London Zoo. For details, see zsl.org/shop.
I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and that was Wildside. Thanks for listening. There's more Wildside at magic.co.uk/zoo or through your ZSL newsletter. But before we go, as promised, here's your chance to win that family day pass. All you have to do is answer this question. When did Butterfly Paradise launch at ZSL London Zoo? Was it A, 2006, B, 2007, or C, 2008? Email your answer to editor@zsl.org. The closing date is October the 1st. And don't worry, if you don't win, family passes are available on the ZSL website, as are all the terms and conditions. Well, that's all from me. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time for more Wildside.